As exciting as the first game was, a walk-off win 10-9 and a heartbreaking loss here 10-9 in the second game. Just kind of overall assess the day here for your guys.
Oh, it's not really heartbreaking, to be honest with you. We didn't pitch exceptionally well. We're behind a lot of hitters. I thought Tyler Frank came in and did a good job to the last inning. Tough, though. You know, it's tough. He'd been lights out, three pitches for a strike, did a great job. But here's my thing with it is you got to give Fort Scott a lot of credit. We put ourselves in situations to score a lot of runs today, and they made pitches. They minimized a lot of innings where it could have got out of control. They did a great job. They did a great job.
And your team was resilient as well. You got the in the first game, you're up 3-0, then you found yourselves down 8-4. You guys came back to win in walk-off fashion 10-9. You were down early in this game in the second inning by a count of 3-0, go 5 runs, and then they come back and tie. You guys come back and get the lead 9-5, and it kind of back and forth and end up being 9-7 or 9-8 going 9-7 going to the top of the ninth. So you got to like your bounce back for your team as well.
Oh, they play. I mean, I don't think they played bad. They played hard. They got after it. You know, we were just unfortunate. We were on the losing end game two. Like I said, you got to give them credit. They made a lot of plays. They made a lot of pitches. You know, we have bases loaded, I think, in the third inning with one out. We don't get anything out of it. I think we had second and third with one out. We don't get anything out of it. You know, I think we had runner at second a couple different times and runner at third a couple different times, and we got nothing out of it. So, you know, they did a good job. They made pitches when they had to. You know, both teams played really, really hard. You know, it was just it was one of those things. We found a way to win game one, and they found a way to win game two.
He had Jesse Gonzalez, who was really struggling to play that first game over 5, then hits that walk-off win, and he comes back in the game two. He gets on base 3 times on an error in the second game and a single, and also a walk as well. But that was great for him to come back, and also some great hitting as well from, you know, Sean Kennedy getting that solo home run in the second game. Kyle Lopez had 3 hits in the second game as well, and he drove in some big runs in the first game as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just guys stepping up and doing what they've been doing all year. I mean, that's part of it. But, you know, it's a one-game season now. That's what it is. It's a one-game season. You know, we just got to go out. We got to play hard, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you bounce back tomorrow, that winner-take-all. It's Cali that's going to be for sure that you'll play. They swept Butler pretty easily today, a couple run-rule games. But I know you don't want to worry about who your opponent is in the future, but you just got to get by Fort Scott. And what does a game like this do for your team tomorrow in a winner-take-all?
I mean, it's a game. That's what people don't understand. They think it's, you know, life and death. It isn't life and death. It's just a baseball game. That's what it is. So we got to go out. We got to go play hard. We got to pitch a little bit better tomorrow. We got to get some timely hits. You know, we got to minimize some innings. That's what we got to do. If we can do that, I think we'll give ourselves a chance. It's a good team. We knew that coming in. You know, they're a lot better than what their conference record is. It just tells you right there how good the East is, and it's something we just got to come out and play hard, see what happens.
All right, once again, Coach Chris Finnegan joining us here post-game, splitting the doubleheader here. Coach, thank you for the time here again. We'll see you again tomorrow.
No problem. Thanks.